think we can do it in under an hour if we don't stop and we just stay focused. Here we go. Bikurim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Okay, so we're learning about Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits you bring from your crop, from the Zion Minim, from the seven species. You basically go down to your field, as we'll see, you mark like a little rubber band around it, whatever it is, and then when they ripen, you bring them to the base of Mikdash, and when you bring them, you're going to also not just bring them in a basket and with the Kohen, weigh them according to one Tana, possibly just one Tana, you're going to also read a declaration. A declaration that we learned in the Pesukim, which is the same declaration, essentially the same Pesukim we say, the four Pesukim we darshan in the Megillah, in the Pesach Seder, actually a fifth. There's a fifth pasuk you read also, V'igadete yom l'Hashem l'kecha, but I don't read it now, and we discuss it as a review. So the point is there are three mitzvahs d'oraisa when it comes to Bikurim. First of all, the two mitzvahs aseh. First of all, you have to set aside your Bikurim and bring them to Jerusalem. And the second mitzvah is to read this declaration, okay? And there's one, love, which is that the Kohen can't take it outside of Jerusalem, the Bikurim. As I mentioned a second about in the end of the last perek, I said about Gvulin, because Bikurim, I don't know if I talked this out, but I got confused for a second. Bikurim have to stay inside Jerusalem, whereas Truma has the whole of Israel, so Gvul, the border, meant even all of Israel. Okay, anyways, so that's the dinim here. So we're going to see that to bring Bikurim, it needs to be yours, but to make the declaration, you need to have land. So they're not necessarily the same thing. So we'll see now inside. The Mishnah says, Yesh mevin bikurim bikurim. Some people get to bring their bikurim and to make the declaration. And some are mevin velo korin. Some people bring the bikurim, but they actually can't recite the declaration. V'yesh she'enim mevin. And some people can't even bring their first fruits. So now, elu she'enim mevin. First of all, people can't bring their own fruits. This is because it didn't grow exclusively on their property. And otel atoch shelo. If a person plants, let's say, a grapevine in his backyard, v'hivrich atoch shel yachid, o shel rabim, and then he's mavrich, he propagates the vine in a domain other than his, right, a private property of his neighbor or in the public place. So therefore, it's nourishing not just from his land, but from the land also. Or v'simi v'chen mavrich matoch shel yachid, o matoch shel rabim, l'toch shelo. Or similarly, if a person plants a vine in a public place or in his friend's backyard, and then his mavrich propagates it into his own backyard, since it's not in his totally in his nourishing from his property, and that's part of the declaration, it's from my land, so then he the technicality is it has to be Bikurim from your own land, not his own land, he can't bring it.
In the case of the Mavrech, that's referring to fruit after the part that's been bent into the ground?
Was one plant. So the plant nourishes from everywhere where it's attached?
I think partially the plant nourishes from something it's not his.
So that's right, so the whole plant becomes invalidated. Exactly. Hanotei l'toch shelo, if a person plants in his own backyard, v'hivrich l'toch shelo, and he his mavrichet propagates it into another part of his backyard, another part of his proper property. However, v'derech yachin v'derech ram b'emtza, but there's a path in the middle, and it goes under the street essentially. Whether it's a yachid one, it's not, you know, it's just for him and his neighbors, like four amos wide, or if it's a big rabim, you know, it's the interstate freeway that runs right through his field, and it's 16 amos wide. Either way, he can't bring it because he has no business to deal with the strip that's not his, right? Now, and on this, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kazem Mevi. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says a person is allowed to benefit. Everyone is allowed to benefit from the public property as long as you're not disturbing the public. So, in other words, to be mavrich underground where no one's bothered because you know the cars can go over the top and the funds be underneath. That is not considered to be such a gross violation that you couldn't bring your bikurim. However, he's maybe, but he's not korei. He actually doesn't read it because, like, it's not good enough. It wasn't totally his, so he's allowed to bring it because he didn't do something wrong, but it wasn't fully right, so he can't do the declaration. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Now we're gonna give examples of more people can't bring. Meiza tam eino mevi. People can't bring it. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says reishis bikuri ad mascha. The first of the ripenings of your field, of your land. So, ad shiu kol ha-gidulim me'ad masecha. It has to be that all the growth came from your land. So if part of it came from someone else's, the public place, you can't bring it. Ha-arisin, an aris is a sharecropper. He pays a fixed percentage of the produce that he harvest back to the landowner. V'achokros, a choker is someone who agrees to pay a fixed amount of produce each year. So he rents the orchard and he says, I'll give you, you know, 5 bushels of apples for the work. Since in both those cases, it's not exclusively his, the land actually in truth owns to, is owned by the balabas. He's just like a renter, so he can't bring. V'sikrikon, sikrikon are like the mafia. They basically say, sell me your land or we'll kill you. So you say, okay, fine, I'll take my land. But Chazal didn't look at that as, that's not a sale. That's nonsense. He hopes to get it back and bring him to justice. Therefore, the sikrikon, this mafia, also doesn't bring bikurim from that. The gazlan.
Do they care enough?
You know, people are funny. People are funny. Like they're rishayim, but they're from at the same time. Anyway, so that's it. Right? So, the gazlan. It says that. There's a Gemara, one sheet that says that how did Eliyahu was kept in prison, and how did he survive? That if birds brought him food from Achav's kitchen. Achav was like a really nasty king. So I think he tried to kill him. He was married to Yezebel, and they wanted to kill him. So the Gemara asks, like, well, how did? So one of the sheets says that the food came from Achav's kitchen. In which case, Achav is the one who brought Jews to Avodah Zarah and all that kind of stuff. They said, well, how could Eliyahu eat from Achav's kitchen? And I said, oh no, he kept a glatt kosher kitchen. That's a people, you know, get around the block enough, you see, that's how people are. People
there
are like
there
that.
There was a case in Johannesburg of a slum lander who was from.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It was a lot of publicity.
I'm sure, but that's how people are. Okay, so now, and also a gazlan. A gazlan's a thief. So either, it's hard to steal land, because really we say, that karka b'cheskaso menes, usually land stays, you know, you can't, what do you mean, stole it? Just, there it is, there it is, yeah. So either it means the guy, you know, basically took over the place, and the current tenant gave up hope, or it means that he's you know, stole like a tree and brought it to his house, you know, whatever the story is. The point is, if the gazan has, you know, limited ownership, since it's not totally his, he can't bring it. They mevin ma'oso tam, and they can't bring for the same reason. Mishum shenemar reishis bikurei ad mascha, because it says the first of the ripenings in your land. It says these guys, not their land fully, can't bring it. Now, Mishum Gimel, which kind of produce? So the din is going to be, you have to bring only the design minim and only of the best. Meaning if you have, we'll see now. Eim evin bikurim chutz mishivas aminim. You can't bring other than the 7 species, which are olives, dates, grapes, figs, pomegranates, wheat and barley, and there's actually machlokas of wheat and barley also includes all 5 minim, spelled oats and rye also. But the point is just the 7 minim, and maybe those 3 which are included as subspecies of wheat and barley. Veloma tamarim shebaharim, and don't even bring, even the dates, which are one of the 7 species, but if they're grown on the hilltops, the mountains, those, for whatever reason, hilltops are not a good place to grow dates. They grow in like the valley. So if you grow on the hill, there'll be substandard dates. Don't bring those, they're not nice. Bloom of peretz sheba'amakim. And similarly, fruit doesn't grow well in the amek, in the valley, and therefore don't bring fruit that grow in the valley. Bloom of zeisei shemen she'ena min ha'muvchar. And you have to bring zeisei shemen, that's in the pasuk, it says dates used, olives used for oil, but don't only bring olives, oily olives, if they're nice ones, if they're the best kind, you know? Otherwise, don't bring them. Emivin bikurim kodum la'atzeres. You're not supposed to bring your bikurim until shavuos, la'atzeres or shavuos, and really, because they're only brought after the shteilechem is brought. It's korban the shteilechem. If you bring it, so then really meikar din, it stays. It's kept in the basket until they bring the shteilechem, and then they'll bring it. So normally what happens is, halach l'maisa, if you bring your bikurim early, you're not supposed to, but if you do, b'diavad, it stays there until it's ready to go. Now we're going to have a story here that's going to say not like that. These are the Anche Har Tzavoim. These men of the mountain of Tzavoim. The Targum says Har Ahor, but it's not where Aaron was buried. In any case, these people happen to be important people, and therefore, like they're chasha people, and therefore the rabbis are afraid people learn bad habits from them. They follow their lead, and therefore the heviu bikurim kodem la'atzeres. When they brought their fruit before atzeres, lo kiblu mehem. The rabbi says, no, take them back, bring them back after shavuos, right? But they hakasav b'torah, because it says b'torah, is the drasha based on this pasuk. V'chag ha'katzir bikuri ma'asecha asher tizra b'sadeh. And the holiday of the harvesting, katzir, that's when you cut the grain, and that's shavuos. Bikuri ma'asecha, the first of your efforts, asher tizra basada, the first of your effort that you plant in your field. So the first is talking about grain. This is batizra, you planted, not the other fruits. So you first get the first of the grain offerings, which is going to be the shtei lechem, before you do anything else. Mishnah Dalet. Now these are people now who bring but don't recite. We'll have a few Mishnahs like this. El mevin velo korin. These guys can bring it but they can't recite it. And we'll learn why in a second. Hager. If you're a convert, mevi ve'eno korin. He brings the bikurim but he doesn't read it. She'enu yachal omar, who's not able to say asher nishba Hashem la'avosenu la'ses lano. When you make the declaration, one of the psukim says that Hashem fulfilled his promise and gave us the land he promised to our father. Well, if you're a ger, you thought your Abraham wasn't your father, according to this Tana. And therefore, you can't say that. Therefore, you just don't make the declaration. Now, although it's not mentioned here in the Mishnah, there's another Tana who disagrees, who says, no, when a person converts, he is literally like the son of Avraham Avinu, and therefore he could say it, and will, and they're bona fide Jews in every respect, even when you're referencing, like, Avoseinu. And that's the din. So as we'll see in a second, if you're a ger, for example, you can say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, our God of our father, because he, the person's name becomes, you know, Chris ben Avraham now, you know? So that's how it goes. Yep. Okay. Vim ha'isa imo mi'Yisrael. If this person had a Jewish mother, maybe v'kor, then he's a full-blown Jew, he's not considered a convert at all. Ukshu mispal beino levein atmo. Now, if this convert, when he prays by himself, he should say, according to this Tana, Elokei Avos Yisrael. He shouldn't say Elokei Avoseinu, it's not his father, says this Tana. Right, so he says the father of the rest of the Jews. Ukshu bebeis haKnesses. If he's in the beis haKnesses, and he's davening for everybody. He's like the shliach tzibur. And the shliach tzibur davened in the time of the Mishnah, so really davening, like saying kiddush everybody, so to speak, being motz everybody. Therefore, he says Elokei Avoseichem, your father, God of your father, because it's their father. Right, v'maisa imo miYisrael, and if the guy had a Jewish mother, then Elokei Avoseinu, we could say God of our father, because he's a full-blown Jew. And I told you that Allah is not like Tana, even if a person davens by himself or in a base Knesset, and he's a convert, he still says Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, not a problem.
Avoseichem, repetition.
According to this Tana, he says Avoseichem, because he can't say me.
That'd be embarrassing for the Geri, so it's not embarrassed. I mean,
it probably would be embarrassing, but I'll tell you the truth. I think the running assumption here, like, we live in a world where people are anonymous. Like, those days when people didn't travel, you know, 5 miles from the house in the whole lifetime, like, everyone knew exactly who this guy was, you know. It is what it is. Like, there's no such, like, you see
it. I mean, not that it should be, but
yeah.
It's also like what brought down it is.
Yeah, it is. You are, there's a special love in the Torah to, like, oppress Los Ono. You can't, like, oppress and make Gerim feel bad. But I think the assumption is, like, clearly the assumption is, like, there's no embarrassment here because everyone knows. And so don't daven from Abba, don't tell him to. But anyways, that's this Tana. The Halacha is not like it at all. The Halacha is, we don't, Gerim are totally, like, under the radar, so to speak. They call it the Torah, they just call him, you know, Chris ben Avraham. So I figure that he's Avraham. Real Avraham. Okay, yeah, Chris, you have to change name when he gets converted.
It happened. Jewish cousin who?
Christina.
Father's.
I know a from family that have two boys named Paul and Nicholas. True. What can you do? People are funny.
Paul is a common Jewish
right?
name.
Paul is not uncommon. That's right. But Nicholas is pretty uncommon.
Friend from his name.
He was born December 24th.
Paul. Yeah. They exactly. You should change it to Pinchas or to show. But there you go. Okay. So Mishnah Hay. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Isha bas gerim, lo tinas lakuna. If you have a girl who is the children of exclusively of gerim, she can't marry into a Kohen family. We'll see. There's a bait on a pasuk in Yecheskel that the Kohen are supposed to marry in. We'll see now. Marry into the like from Zera Yisrael, Jewish stock. So if there's no Jewish blood at all, he shouldn't marry. Ashte imam Yisrael, until there's some Jewish introduction of blood. The Gemara actually ends up coming out, if there's even one Jewish ancestor anywhere in the whole family tree, it's mutter, lachar chila.
It's halach
lamaisa? No, and halach lamaisa, that a Kohen shouldn't lachar chila marry someone who has no Jewish stock in them,
and if he does,
but b'riyevet, No, I'm talking about a bona fide Jew. He's marrying a Jewess, just her parents are both gerim. The child is a full-blown Jew, not a convert.
They were born after they had converted.
Right, that's right. So in such a case, a kohen is not supposed to marry such a person, chachila, if there's no Jewish blood in there. But b'di eved, if they did, if the kedushin's chal, if they can't get married, and not only that, but any child born of that relationship can still be a kohen gadol. So it's unrestricted. Now, a kohen is not allowed to marry a convert, however.
Somebody who converts.
Kohen can't marry a converted girl. Okay, that's different.
And if he does, the children are chal.
Yeah, so good.
If he does what?
He marries a girlish or somebody who's chalitza. Someone? Somebody who's divorced.
A Cohen, you should marry someone who has no Jewish blood in them. They're Jewish, but they both their parents and all the way back were born to non-Jews. L'chachila should marry. If his great-great-great-great-grandfather on, you know, his mother's brother's sister's brother's side was Jewish, that's enough. Mutzah l'chachila. L'chachila, but if there's no Jew, shouldn't marry, but Bidi Eved, if he does, it still works. They're married, and that there's no restrictions whatsoever. The children of that marriage can still be kohen gadol.
So you're talking, say, for example, of Marana, who were forced to convert when they.
So that's Jewish stock. That's right.
They would. The fact.
They're lachachila to marry. That's right.
If you could prove you were Marana.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now that's that.
So, in this case, if you're the child of two converts, right, then perhaps. No matter how far you go back,
there's no Jewish blood.
So
it's such a in that case, that's the case of the Mishnah here. In such a case, a Kohen shouldn't marry such a person.
L'chachila. Oh right. Okay.
Right. Even though the girl, the child is Jewish.
Oh, until her descendants.
Right, until she marries a regular Jewish guy and they have a child. There's some Jewish blood. But again, only l'chachila. But yavid, it works.
Okay.
So echad ger ve'echad avadim mishachrarim. There's no difference. And a ger is a convert, and eved mishachrar is a non-Jew that became an eved. And they're like they're already half Jewish. They've already gone to like get circumcised and everything. So then they get free. They become fully blown Jews. So, but of course they have no Jewish lineage before them, and therefore again they are not supposed to be bringing. That's just declaring the kriya about the land getting promised to their ancestors, because it's not true. Afilo adasar doros ad shetei iman miYisrael. Until they get some Jewish blood in them, they shouldn't be marrying into the kohen at all, no matter how, like we said. Not be tropos, a new category. This is someone else who brings bikurim but doesn't actually recite it. Here's the issue. If you have a child who's an orphan, they inherit the estate, but they're a minor, then the courts appoint to them like a legal guardian called an apitropos. If the children have an estate, and the estate produces pomegranates need to go to the basement, which is bikurim. So, but they're, you know, they're 9-year-old kids. What are they going to do? So the apitropos brings it on their behalf, but he can't. He brings it, but since it's not his land, he's not going to make the declaration. He just brings it. Apitropos, and same goes with shaliach. You can't, if you send your shaliach, it's not his land, so he can't make the declaration on your behalf. We spoke about the technicalities about shaliach. It has to be, you picked it in mind that you wanted to be the shaliach from the outset. Because otherwise, all these people can't make declarations. Whole Mishnah. But Eved, same goes in Eved. If he's working for the master, it's not his. But Isha, and same goes a woman, because she didn't get inheritance to the land. But Tumtum, because maybe we're not sure what this Tumtum is, right? Maybe it's a woman. But Androgynos, same thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a woman. Mevin v'lo Korin. They read it, they bring it, but they don't declare. She'en yichol lomar, they can't say, Asher nasata li Hashem, the land that Hashem gave to me. Because Hashem didn't give women inheritance, they only inherit through their fathers or husbands. Okay. Mishtabav. So now three more cases of Meivin Akora. We have a kone shnei ilanos betoch shel chavero. You buy two trees in your friend's backyard. So this Tana says Meivin Akora. It's a temporary ownership. There's no promise to let the land itself beneath the surface. Therefore, you know, no land, you can't be korah. Rameir Amir may be korah. Rameir says if you have two trees already, clearly you get the land beneath it also. But everyone agrees once you have three trees, you could, in the friend's backyard, he's giving you like trees and land beneath, and therefore you could bring. Yava Shamayan, or if you have your fruit grew in a place which was being supported by a spring, but the spring dried up, so now the land is no longer producing. So it's like you can't thank Hashem for the land, because the land no longer producing. So you bring the fruit which grew on the tree, but you can't declare it. Or similar, niktatza ilan, the tree's been cut down. So now, according to this Tana, if the tree is no longer producing, you can't say it. Meivina kore, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, meivina kore. He says, on the tree case, forget it. The fact that you cut down the tree, so what? The ground is still intact, new trees will be there, so you can read also. Metzeres v'rachag, meivina kore. The time, the window where you're supposed to do it, the declaration and bringing, and l'chachila is between atzeres, shvuas, and a chag, because that's the time that it's the pasuk v'samachta, you'll rejoice, and that's when people rejoice at the harvest, when the harvest first comes in. Min achag v'ad Chanukah, from after Sukkot until Chanukah, meivin okora, you can't read anymore because people aren't really happy with their produce anymore, it's like old news, but it's still on the trees, it's available. However, once Chanukah passes, really there should be, it's really because they're showing from like Meister Shani and so, that once it's no longer available, then forget it. You can't even read anymore. And Rabbi Huda says, Rabbi Huda Mbisera says, Meiv Vekora, between, he rejects the limud from the Samachta, that you'll rejoice, as being a ma'ak, of connecting to the time period of rejoicing, and therefore he says, even if you bring your Bikurim after Sukkot, but before Chanukah, you still can do the declaration. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, once Sukkot is passed, it's too late to do the declaration. Mishazayin, same thing, continuation. Hifrish bikurav, a person set aside his fruits. Machar sadeo, and then I have the pomegranate to bring, but then I sell my pomegranate orchard. Meivainakor, I bring it, but I don't make the declaration because I can't talk about the greatness of having the land, the land's gone. Vasheni, the acquirer of the land, Moso Min, from the same pomegranates, Eno Mevi. He cannot bring, according to Tana here, can't also bring the pomegranates as far as bikurim, because only one, it's learned out from Pasuk, only one person can bring from one crop the bikurim, the original owner in this case. Mimin acher meiv v'korah. But however, if there was also in the pomegranate orchard, there were also fig trees growing, and the original owner never set aside figs, so then the new purchaser can bring the figs as bikurim. And Rabbi Huda Omer af ma'osa min meiv v'korah. He says it's based on a pasuk which he rejects, that if the new purchaser also has bikurim that are pomegranates, the fact the old owner is bringing pomegranates doesn't make a difference. They both bring pomegranates. The old owner can't make the declaration because he doesn't have land, but the new owner could make the declaration because he does have land. But the din's not like him. The din is like a ton of kama. Only one person per crop per year can bring bikurim. Okay, Mishnah Ches. Now we're saying you're responsible for bringing the bikurim you set aside, but what if you can't? Hifrish bikurav, you set aside, this is my pomegranate to go up, but then nivzazu, it got looted, or namku, it got namaku, it got spoiled, nignabu, it got stolen, avdu, it got lost, oshinitmu, it got tame. Now you can't bring these particular pomegranates anymore, because they're not available to bring, So mevi acherim tachteim, you bring replacement pomegranates, veno koreb, but since they're not the original pomegranates, you don't make the declaration. Vashnim, you're not, because the reason why is you're not happy. You're not happy about the situation, so you can't be samachta. Vahashniyim einim chayav maleim chomesh, and the second ones they're not really original bikurim. They have a din like bikurim, but if someone eats them on accident, unlike normal bikurim, like any other truma, you have to bring back keren v'chomesh, also the extra 25%. Here, if someone eats it, they're not really bona fide bikurim, therefore there's no extra chomesh required. Just you have to replace the actual pomegranate tree, but no extra 25%. Nitmu ba'azara, what happens if you get them all the way to the very end, but at the last second, before you do the procedure, they become tame, so they can't become bikurim for the Kohen to eat, to go to the Mizbeach. So, no fetz ve'no kor, you just throw them to the ground and don't read it. We give different explanations why you're throwing it to the ground. Another reason is it's a little strange. This kash is why you're throwing it to the ground. Some learn it's bimkom, the tenufa, the waving. Okay, whatever it is. U'menayin shu chaya b'achriyusin, this is Mishnah Tes. When does the chiyuv kick in to replace them? Ach yavil harabais. How do you know the chiyuv to replace them continues all the way to the harabais? Meaning, if they get lost at the harabais or tamein, you can throw them. You're fine now. You're yotzi. But if one you're in Jerusalem, but still you lost them, you have to bring whole new ones. Shnei Mark, because the pasuk says, "Reishis bikuri ad mascha," the first ripenings of your land. Tavi beis Hashem elokecha, bring to the house of Hashem. So, if you haven't brought them, you haven't fulfilled the obligation. Malamed shu chayav b'achriyusin, it teaches you you're obligated in the replacements. Ad shiyavi l'har abayis, until you bring it to the har abayis to Beis HaMikdash. Harei shehevim in echad v'kara, if a person brings, like his pomegranate, which let's for argument's sake say ripened by Shavuos time, and he makes the declaration, but then he comes back in Sukkos, v'chazer v'hevi min acher, and then he brings a second crop, like he brings his grapes at the end of it, eino koreh. He doesn't make the second declaration. In other words, all the seven species need to come as bikurim, but only one declaration per year. So if you made the declaration in Shavuos time, you don't need to make another declaration in Sukkos time. Okay, Mishnah Yod. Now we're going to focus on the people who are mevi and korin, like the proper way to do it. Eil mevi and the korin, these are the guys who do everything right. Mina atzeres v'rachag, he brought it in the right time, sometime between Shavuos and Sukkos. Meshivas aminim, dachke from the seven species. Meperes shebaharim, the best kind, right? A fruit, if they're fruit from the mountains, or mitamaros shebamakim, or dates from the valley, mezeis shemen, or oil-bearing olives, me'ever yarden, and they can even be brought from Eiver Yarden, even from the Jordan, the Transjordan area on the eastern side of the Jordan River. And on this last point, Rabbi Yosef Glili says no, emevim bikurim me'ever yarden. If your fruits are coming from the Jordan, the eastern side of the Jordan, modern-day Jordan, so then enum. Even though it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, let's say, but not fully Eretz Yisrael, you can't bring Bikurim there because she'eino Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, not a land flowing of milk and honey, and a technical exclusion, not so good. Okay?
So entire tribes couldn't bring Bikurim.
That's right, according to Rav Yossi, but the halacha actually like the Tanakhama that he could bring. Oh. So Menashe, God, and Reuben all can bring.
Could bring.
Yeah. The halacha is like the Tanakhama, not like Rav Yossi. Taglili. Okay, and now Mishnah Yod. Was wrapping up here. Hakona shlosh ilanos b'toch shel chavero. If you acquire three in your three trees in your friend's backyard, we say everyone agrees there you own like a bit of the land and underneath it and your rights to it, and therefore you may be mekore. You bring and read. Remer omer afilu shnayim. Even two is enough. Like we saw that in focus before. Kana ilan v'karko. Everyone agrees if you even buy one tree, but you buy the land around the tree, 60 namas around it, maybe mekore. It's yours. You can bring it. So it's like a sub. You have a subplot in the other guy's land. And v'chokros mevin v'korin. Oh, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bali arisos v'chokros mevin v'korin. We saw in the beginning of the Masechta that if you're an aris, a sharecropper, or a choker, a tenant farmer, you don't bring because you don't have full ownership. And Rabbi Yehuda here disagrees. He says you own it enough. You own it now, so you can bring it. You're like a lease. But the lach is not like him. The lach is if you're a tenant farmer, you can't bring it. You can't bring it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Perek Beis. He's going to go even faster.
It says, on the score of tenants and leases, once you realize that they only hold land till the end of the Jubilee, and
that
reverts back.
That's considered ownership.
But I'm saying it's not like a 1,000-year ownership.
No such thing.
No such thing.
I mean, there is. If it's your ancestral land, it is a 1,000-year ownership. It's eternal. But that's not the condition. It's like permanent enough. Well, yeah, okay, there are different conditions if you buy a wall. You don't plant inside the city usually. Yeah, okay.
You're not allowed to plant the fruit trees in Jerusalem.
Yeah, true, also, separate issue. Okay, now, fine. Now, Mishnah, Perek Beis now, this is going to talk about all sorts of different differences between different things. Okay? So, first of all, we're going to compare Truma and Bikurim. Bikurim is like a Kohenic gift, and Truma is the first tithe given to the Kohen. So they're really very similar in many ways. So we're going to start out by saying how Truma and Bikurim in seven ways, they're similar, but they're different than Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, that's the fruit you bring to Jerusalem. So it's these are the seven things. Truma v'Bikurim, Chayav and Aleim, Misa, if you eat them, you're Chayav Misa, if you're not a Kohen. V'Chomesh, you have to bring an extra 25% as a replacement. V'Asur and the Zarim, they're forbidden to a Zar, non-Kohen. What did I have said? I had a chiddush. Why I forgot. I asked Akasha. I forgot the teretz. That seems redundant. I don't remember. Then nichse kohen, and the what you give, the bikurim and the truma. Once the kohen gets it, he can now sell it and do what he wants with it. He can sell it and buy a Ferrari with it. Doesn't matter. Sorry, I should have spoken out. Each of these things don't apply to Maaser Sheni. Let me speak it out as we go. In other words, if you eat Maaser Sheni. And you're not a Kohen, it's not a problem. If you're not Chayav Misa for it, if you eat out of Jerusalem, there's no Chomish for it. They're not Nichsei Kohen, they don't belong to the Kohen. V'olin be'echaromea, when it comes to Bikurim and Truma, you need 100 times against to annul it. That doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, 60 times enough. You need to wash your hands for Bikurim and Truma, like we said many times, and Hair of Shemesh. If you were Tame, you need to have the three stars to come out. Well, that doesn't apply to Maaser Sheni, where you don't have to wash your hands, and even if you went to go to the mikvah, you can now eat your Maaser Sheni. You don't have to wait until sunset. Hare Elo B'Truma B'Kurim, these apply to B'Truma B'Kurim, Masha Ein, Ken B'Maaser, they don't apply to Maaser Sheni. Yesh Maaser U'B'Kurim, Masha Ein Ken B'Truma. Some things are like, in some ways, Bikurim are like Maaser Sheni and not like Truma. How are those? First of all, Shem Maaser B'Bikurim T'unim Havas Makom. When it comes to Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, they go to a special place. Bikurim to the base of Mikdash and Maaser Sheni to Jerusalem, but Truma can be eaten anywhere. U'T'unim Bidui, there's a declaration you make with Maaser Sheni that we said, that's the declare you did your Hafrashas right, and we've discussed many times, now we're discussing here, Bikurim, you declare that special reading, but Maaser is no fancy reading. Oh, sorry, Truma is no Maaser fancy reading. V'Asurim La'onin. So the pasuk says you have to be happy, and that says you didn't eat it by ninos. Maaser Sheni cannot be eaten by an onan, someone who's just had someone die in their family that day, or midrabanan that night, or they buried him the day they buried them. But a truma can be eaten by an onan.
Why would we thought an onan would be able to, since he can't do any mitzvahs?
No. Okay. This issue keeps coming up. It's like been a thorn in our side the whole way through the Masechta. Let me say it again. It's talking very confusing. There are two different dinim. There's a, when you're osik b'mitzvah, you're patur min mitzvah. So when a person hasn't buried their dead, they're exempt from everything across the board. They don't even do mitzvahs asay. They couldn't. It's the Torah. They don't even make brachas. Once they bury their dead, now the chivim kick in of doing mitzvahs because they're no longer tarud, but they're still an onan. Oh, but there's no
the
halacha.
The end of the night.
Midoraisa, but pashas till the nightfall of that day, and midorabanan the whole night till the next day.
But you're saying the person who buried their dead,
he's still an onan, but he's chayav mitzvahs.
This case is happening after they buried their dead.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. So the yeah. So it's halacha ma'isa today. The aninus beyond, like never. We don't talk about. We're not dealing with ma'isa sheni ever really. So therefore, like there's no real relevance for aninus beyond the tour for the mitzvahs. We think it ends when dead's buried. It's not true. Doesn't it? Okay.
Rabbanan through that night.
That's right. And the day, if the burial happens the next day, that day also. Like the second, say they wait, it's not burial on day one, it's burial on day two. Day two is midrabanan also on Yunus. Fine. The reason why is because you need to be happy, and that doesn't apply to Truma. And Reb Shimon says Bikurim are like Truma, and he says even an onan can eat Bikurim. Okay? V'chayavim b'biur, the zechi of a biur, they have to be destroyed when it comes to Maaser Sheni. We said there's a time limit for it, and similarly we said Bikurim, the biur of Bikurim is referring to it's learned out from Pesukim that Bikurim have a deadline also, right? Do they have a Bikurim? Oh, of course, that's after according to Tana, it's after Hanukkah, like we said before. Once Hanukkah's passed and they're supposed to set the trees, it's too late. And Reb Shimon doesn't learn that way. Reb Shimon says there's no beer that applies to Bikurim. But Surim Kol Shen Milechol B'Yushalayim, this is so complicated. Okay. Let me try to say it clearly, but briefly. We said that if something gets in a mixture, so then if
what
it's...
Is it?
Well, if something gets in a mixture and it's the thing that got mixed in has a possibility of being a heter. It's not intrinsically usser. Like, for example, chametz of a Pesach or Bikurim that only can be in Jerusalem. So they can be permissible in some ways. So... Since it things that's called davar sheyesh ben matirim, things that have a way to be permissible, they're not intrinsic. Like pig is intrinsically usher, but Maaser Sheni is only usher outside of Jerusalem, right? So these things, if Maaser Sheni or Bikurim get mixed up, it's never batal. That's the point. because it's davar shesh matirim, as opposed to truma. Truma is batal. 100 times, you can become itzasi meduma. So that's the idea here. So a certain kol shehen, if any amount gets mixed in, melechol b'Yerushalayim, once it's come to Jerusalem, like forevermore, it's forbidden. Can't take it out of Jerusalem. The whole mixture has to be eaten there. That's the point. Usr meaning, usr take from Jerusalem. So if one grape of Bikurim fall into 1,000 grapes, all 1,000 grapes have to eat in Jerusalem. You can't remove them anymore. The gedulehen, and similarly, taking it one step more complicated, we said that normally when you plant truma, so it's remachmer that it's what comes out of it still considered truma, but if it's a mixture, we were makel. Once I got a mixture, we're not machmer anymore. But here, if you have a mixture, let's say of grapes, and one of the grapes is maaser sheni, or one of the grapes was bikurim, and it gets mixed in Jerusalem, now all 1,000 grapes can't be planted. And if you do plant them, it's not batel, all that grows out of it is still going to be usher to eat out of Jerusalem. Masha inkein truma, if truma gets mixed up 1 to 1,000, you can, that what gets planted is permissible. So that's that. Af lazarim lebehema, even it's even restricted from to be given to zarim and behema if we're talking about bikurim that grew from a mixture of bikurim and other things. And Reb Shimon's matar, Reb Shimon says no, he's makel, and he says that if it's gedulin, if it's grown, it's he's makel like truma. That it, once it's, they weren't, the rabbis weren't gozer this thing on such an unfamiliar, unlikely case. Okay, the rabbis were gozer on things that are called like not matzui. Okay, hare elu b'maiser b'bikurim. These apply to maiser b'bikurim. Masha enkem b'truma, not in truma. Now yesh b'truma maiser masha enkem b'bikurim. Certain things apply to truma and maiser, but not to b'bikurim. These are them. She truma maiser asurim as osur as a gorin. Until you remove truma and maaser sheni, that is, you can't eat from the crop at the threshing floor, whatever it is, the storage facility. V'yesh lem shiur, there's a minimum amount. There's no minimum amount when it comes to truma. Oh, sorry, one second. Yeah, midraban is a minimum amount. 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, and also maaser sheni, you have to bring a tenth. But bikurim is no minimum shiur; even one will do. When it comes to truma and maaser sheni, it applies to all crops, but as opposed to just the seven species when it comes to bikurim. It doesn't matter if you have a base of mikdash, they're not a base of mikdash, bikurim depend on the base of mikdash. Uba arisin, va chokros, uba sikrikon, uba gazlan. All these things, they have truma and maaser sheni, that's the thing of frushes, but we said bikurim they don't have. Hare elu b'truma maaser, these things have truma maaser, mashen can bikurim. Yesh bikurim ve'ein masha'ein ken b'truma ma'aser. Some things are unique to bikurim, and these are them. She bikurim nikn b'mechuber l'karka. The bikurim like occur, and you declare them when they're still attached to the tree. Other things we had said only once detached from the tree. Ve'osa adam al sadeo bikurim, kol sadeo bikurim, I should say. A person can declare his whole field to be bikurim, but you can't make your whole crop to be truma. We say you have to leave something behind. V'chay b'achriyusam. If the particular bikurim get lost, you have to replace them, like we said. V'tun karban. They have to be covered with the korban, either a shlamim in general, or what you bring, or like that one korban, that remember the cow with the golden horns, and so on. We'll see in a few minutes. That comes with the korban. Uvashir, and the singing that goes on from the levium. Utanufa valina. It needs to be waved. It needs to be, if you bring your bikurim, stay overnight.
What?
You have to stay overnight. When you bring bikurim, stay the whole night over. In truma, it's not true, or maaser sheni, you can leave anytime you want. Okay, truma's maaser. Now we've moved away from bikurim. Truma, right? Truma's mice. That's the second tithe. Shovel bikurim b'shtei drachim. It's like bikurim in two ways. The truma b'shtei drachim, and like truma in two ways. Need tell us min a tower ala tame. You can. Oh man. When it comes to truma, you have to have mukaf close together. The rabbi didn't want you to put tame and tower truma together. Okay, but when it comes to truma's mice, they didn't make such a thing. Shalom in a mukaf. There's no obligation to have mukaf when it comes to truma's meiser. Mukaf is learned from sukkim and applied only to truma. Like could be korim. There's no mukaf like bikurim. Vo'aseres is a goren. It's forbidden if you have truma's meiser in the mix. You can't eat it. V'yesh lo shir k'truma, and you have to give a minimum amount, just like truma, unlike bikurim. Now, moving on to esrogim. Okay, let me say it outside first. An esrog is unusual in that you need to irrigate it. Most trees grow in rainwater. Esrogim need irrigation water, and that makes them in some way similar to vegetables, which also need irrigation water, not just rainwater. So there'll be machlokas here if, in one particular way, we treat an esrog like a yerek, like a vegetable. Here's the issue. Okay, when it comes to Meister, it depends what year a tree belongs to or produce belongs to, for like if you do Meister Rosheni or Meister Ani. So when it comes to fruits, its vintage, its year is when it blossomed, Chanata. When it comes to vegetables, its vintage comes when you pick it. I don't care how long when it was planted, when you pick it, it is its year. So we're going to see there's one opinion, one ton of holes. When it comes to an esrog, that since esrog grows on irrigated water, so therefore, its year in terms of Meister depends on when you pick it, like a vegetable, not when it blossoms like a tree, like a normal fruit. That's the whole Mishnah, but I'll say it inside. Esrog is shavala ilan b'shlosha drachim. Esrog is like a tree in three ways. V'leyerek b'echad derech. Derech echad, it's like a tree, like a vegetable in one way. Shavala ilan b'orla. It's like an ilan, like in that, there's 3 years of orla, you can't eat the produce. U'b'ravai, the fourth year, you have to go to Jerusalem. U'b'shvias, and it's what year it belongs to. Since the Shemitah year is when it's chanat, when it starts to blossom. However, v'leyerek b'derech echad, it's like a yerek in one way. That is, shebashas likitaso isuro. Its tithing depends for Meister, Meister Sheni, depends on, Meister Sheni and Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni and Meister Ani, I should say, depends on when you pick it, like a vegetable, not when it's blossomed like a fruit. That's Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, shavel ilim b'chol davar, he says the tree across the board in every way. And the halacha is, I don't know.
This was decided by the sages in Usha, the Gemara in Sukkah 48. The halacha was decided by a majority vote of the sages in Usha, where Esrog is determined by the gathering, both in regard to Meister and Shemitah.
Okay, so it sounds like Okay, the halacha is like neither one, which is why the Brightner didn't bring it. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Famem says that they in Usha they decided that Esrog will be like a Yerek both for Shvius and for Meister. So that's like neither Shita here. That's what it's saying there. And therefore, it's not like either halacha. Point is, when it comes to the year for an Esrog is determined by when it's picked. For all halachas. Okay, Mishnah Zayin now. Human blood we're talking about here. Dodam halcheshtaim, the blood of two-legged creatures, i.e. people. Shavel adam behema, it's comparable to animal blood, domesticated animal blood. And as much as it's lahakshir as tizroim, it's makshir for tumah. If your blood gets on, it's one of the seven liquids, it makes me ready for tumah. And also the dam asheretz, ein chayavan alav. It's like a dam asheretz, in as much as if you drink the blood of a sheretz, there's a general isser of eating sheretz material, but it's not kuras. By a behema, if you eat behemoth blood is a chiyav karas, okay? But human beings are like sharatim, that the blood is not bringing to a chiyav karas. Okay? And Mishnah Ches and Tess. You're talking about the koi here. Koi is some creature which is, I don't know what it is. But
big
it's, goat. No, whatever, the, yeah, koi.
Koi.
Yeah.
There's a Japanese.
Yeah.
So,
but, that's right. But this is some creature which is like somewhere between a deer and a sheep, a goat, yeah? So it's
you gotta go.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
I started thinking about it.
It's late. No problem.
I want to go to Shiva house.
Okay.
He'd like me to get up soon.
No problem.
Ready for Shabbos.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank
you. Have a good Shabbos. It's a pleasure. So, Bez Hashem, we'll see you. We'll see you
Monday
Shabbos. No, Monday Shabbos. My love, Malka.
He's not coming, but I will.
Okay.
I go to see him at the end of Mishnah. It's my minute.
Ah, I see.
I think it's the Mishnah.
You said.
Never made a see him on the same day.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Only on the completion.
Okay.
That's my minhag.
Very good. So
you gave me a bracha. I should.
That's right.
I should live to.
Bez Hashem, we're gonna make. We're making see him together.
That I will come to.
Yes, okay. Hashem. On Shas, Bez Hashem.
Yes.
Seven more times.
Thank you.
So I want to tell you that Yoshua was punished. Yoshua didn't do what Moshe did. Moshe, he knew he would die when he finished. Right, Yonah? Moshe would die when he finished Midian, but he said, "I don't care. I got a mitzvah. I'm doing it, even if it means my death." But
right.
But it says that Yoshua, he dragged his feet a little bit. He was afraid to lose. So he lost some life because of that. So we are not going to slow down. But Bez Hashem, it'll take us a long time, anyways. Yes, all right. We're not going to slow down. But Bez Hashem, we'll still. Take a few years. Like, let's see him. What? Are we gonna do more? We're ready to go?
No.
That was a boring section in the recording, but okay. Now, so now the koi is this half deer, half
man.
half sheep or goat, whatever it is. So it's half. It's like question domesticated behema or question wild achaya. And so just the same way that we had by the androgynous later on, we're machmer both ways. Oh, that's mishnayos for the next 3 mishnayos. It says 4 mishnayos. Yeah. Okay, so a koi yesh bo drachim shava l'chaya, and a koi is some ways like an undomesticated animal, v'yesh bo drachim l'shava l'behema, some ways it's like a domesticated animal, and v'yesh bo drachim shava l'behema v'l'chaya, some ways it's like both, v'yesh bo drachim she'enoch shava lo l'behema v'lo l'behaya, some ways it's like neither. So here we go. Mishnah test. Ketet shava l'chaya. How is a koi like a chaya? Meaning, how are machna like a chaya? First of all, dam oton kisui adam k'chaya. Oh, sorry. Kisui k'dam chaya. When you shecht an animal, if it's a behema, no, that's fine. But if it's a chaya, like a deer, you have to cover its blood. It's a separate mitzvah. So you cover the blood, but you don't make a bracha when you cover the koi's blood. There's no
dirt,
bracha.
Right?
Dirt, or ash, exactly. Vein shechatan oso b'yom tov. You can't shecht it on yom tov because you won't have dirt that's not muktzah handy to cover the blood. Vim shachato, and if you shecht it, ein mechasen es damo. If you did shecht it on yom tov, then it's muktzah. You can't use the blood. You can't use the ashes or the dirt to cover it. V'chelbo matama betumas nevela kachaya. Okay, when it comes to the chelav of a the fats of a chaya, so there's a special tumah that it carries, and it's but as opposed to a behema. Behema's fats aren't tummy, but we'll treat the fats, the chelav, that's the hard fats around the organs, the suet, as being matama, as if it were a chaya when it comes to a koi. Betumaso besafik, it's the tumah of the chelav is only tumah mesafik. Maybe it's a behema. Vein podin bo peter chamor, and you can't use it as a domesticated animal to redeem a firstborn donkey, which usually what you need to redeem onto a sheep. Keta chavala behema. How is the koi like a behema? So chelbo aser kechelav behema. Although the chelav of a chay is matama, but the chelav, but it's edible. The chelav of a behema is aser, it's a kar, so you can't eat chelav of an animal. Goes on the Mizbeach. Ve'en chayv nala karas, but if you do eat it, you don't chayv karas for it because of the suffix issue or lenience. Ve'en on nilkach b'kesav ma'isa le'achol b'Yerushalayim. If you recall, this is ma'isa sheni money has to be used to purchase foodstuffs, and if you try it, buy other things, it's not chal. But the rabbi said that you shouldn't be able to buy a behema that can go on the Mizbeach unless it's for shlomim. So if you try to use your ma'isa sheni money in Jerusalem to buy a koi for eating, it won't be chal because you shouldn't admit to behema, and you're not supposed to buy behemas for basar time, but for eating, you're supposed to buy behemas for korbanos. V'chaya b'zroa l'chayim v'keiva. You have to give a gift of the zroa, that's the right forearm. L'chayayim is the face muscles, the cheeks. And a keiva is the fourth stomach that is given as a kohen, as a gift, so that you to give him suffix the kohen also. Because of a limud from psukim, there's an extra word im that darshan's out, they darshan out, and Rabbi Eliezer, a poet, he rejects that drash, and therefore he says, Hamot Mechaveh, Lava Raya. Kishka, I think, is intestines. This is like a keva, it's called an abu mozum. It's like another fourth stomach. There's four stomachs that ruminants have, like, you know, the cud goes in and out, so it's a stomach, a proper stomach. Okay? Now.
It's a terrible breath.
The whole thing's gross. I don't know. Keita, you know, terrible breath, he said. I don't know. Ketzad eino shava lo l'chayv lo l'behema. How is a koi like neither? Aser mishum kilayim, right? Im achayv im behema. You have to be fearful of its own min, so you can't saddle it up to work or mate with either like a deer or with a goat. V'kosav chayaso v'hemto l'beno. If a person says, listen like the Rambam here for simplicity, with the Chazar here. If a person says, all my chayas go to, whether he said all my chayas go to my son, or whether he says all my behemoths go to my son, either way, lo kasav lo esa koi, the koi is excluded. Okay, but the Rambam learns that, although others disagree with him, that if he says in one sentence all the chayos and all the behemoths go, then the koi goes with it. This is one or the other, that's the Rambam learns. Vim amma hareni nazir shazeh chaya o behemoth. If the person says amma nazir on the case, this is a chaya, or he says, or in the case, this is a behemoth, something like that, raise a nazir, he's a nazir because it is in some ways like a chaya, in some ways like a behemoth. Baton shchita kazeh kazeh. And it needs to have shechita like any animal, normal, right? Umetama mishum nevela, its carcass is metama like any of these animals. Umishum eiver menachai, it's usher to eat eiver menachai like any animal. Kazeh kazeh, just like whether it's behemah menachai, you can't eat eiver menachai, so koi is the same thing. Okay, and now Paragimel, which is actually really quite, it's like a story, We're not learning all the lambdas here. It's like a story, which shouldn't take long at all. Ketzed mafrishin as a bikurim. How do you separate your bikurim? Yorel adam l'toch sadeo. You go down to your field. Varoa ta'ena shebechra. You see a fig that's starting to grow. The blossoming, the first budding. Or eshkol shebiker, or a cluster of grapes. Or rimon shebiker, or a pomegranate that starts to grow. Koshin begemi. You put a little, like a reed tied around. Va'omer harei elu bikurim. You declare these bikurim. And Reb Shimon says, Omer afal pikein. Even if you made a declaration, choser v'kora osam bikurim, you have to declare him bikurim again. Ma'achav ashet yitlashum in a karka, because he says the declaration doesn't work till detached from the tree. Base ketsin malinas bikurim. How do you bring him up? Kol ha'yaros shabamamad miskansos the ear shel mamad. There are 24 zones of amongst the Jews that the 24 groups of Yisrael go up to have their week to go to the Yerushalayim, or they do their special mamad. Sing and so basically the whole mamad, all the people from that particular zone go to the city where the head of their mamad is. They all descend to that town. Balan berchovo shalir. They sleep overnight in the street of that guy's town. Dafka in the street, not in the houses, lest somebody die and become tummy, and then you can't bring bikurim. Vlohayu nichnasan labateim. They didn't go in the houses. Ulam the lamashkim in the morning. Hayam mamuna. The mamuna is like the person, appointed person, which in this case would be the head of the Mamad, Omer, he would say, Kumu v'nalu tzion el Hashem Elokeinu. Get up and let's go to Zion and to our Lord. Okay, and they start saying, the Yerushalmi says they say Tzukim, they're singing the whole way along, but Mishnayos don't discuss that. Hakrovim, if you're nearby to Jerusalem, and therefore your fruit won't get dried out by the sun, Mevin te'enim v'anavim, bring fresh figs and fresh grapes. Varachokum, if you're coming far away and someone dry them out and make them out nice, maybe in grogros vitzimukum, bring them as dried fruits, dried figs, and dried raisins. Vashur holach levneim, and the whole way along they have a certain cow, maybe that's the korban of the previous perek, that's like leading the way. He'll be born as a korban and shlamim for everybody. Vakarnav mitzupa zahav, to decorate him, he has like golden horns. Uvatar shel zayas barosho, he has like a wreath of olive leaves around his head. That one shot is to remind them that you only bring from the Zion species when you bring your bikurim. Hechal makal lefneim, someone's playing a flute in front of them, ad sheyegim karv l'Yerushalayim, until they get to close to Jerusalem. Yegiu karv l'Yerushalayim, when they get close to Jerusalem, shalchu lefneim, they send the messengers to Jerusalem saying, here we've arrived. Ve'itchu es bikurim, now they start decorating their baskets of fruit with fresh fruits and nice, make it full and beautiful and fresh. And then hapachos vasaganam v'gizbarim, all the important people from Jerusalem, the princes and the head of the Beis Mikdash and the treasury, the treasurers of the temple, yotzin the cross, and they come out to greet the group. Lefi kavod ha'nichnasin hayu yotzin. They come out according to the honor of the people who arrived. In other words, if a big group arrives, then a big group comes to greet them. V'chol balei umnios, all the workers in Jerusalem, they pass by, shebi Yerushalayim, omdim lefnehem v'sholim b'shlomam. They get up for them, they say, how are you doing? Welcome to our town, do you have a good trip? Which is because of the Chav mitzvah b'shata. At the time they're doing the mitzvah, everyone's excited about it, so everyone should greet them, the whole group. Achenu anshe makam ploni ba'atem l'shalom. Like they should say, really question mark. Do men of the city of wherever you came from, is everything okay? You inquire if their welfare. Take an interest in them. Now Mishadad, going to the Har HaBayis, hachal makal lefneim, they continue to play the flute, ad shemegiin l'Har HaBayis, to get to Jerusalem, to the Temple Mount. Higil Har HaBayis, when they get to the Temple Mount, afilu Agrippus HaMelech, even the king Agrippus himself, notel asal al katefu, he personally has to put his basket on his shoulder, v'nichas, and goes in. No, you have to carry your own, at this point, carry your own basket of fruits. Ach Megil Azara, until you get to the Azara in the temple, Higil Azara, when you get to the Azara, v'dibru ha-levim b'shir, then the Levim start singing away, and they say, Aravimcha Hashem ki delisoni, I will exalt you, Hashem, because you lifted me up. And you didn't let my enemies rejoice on me. They start saying different psukim and from Tehillah. Fine. Hagozel shal gabi asalim. They had little birds to decorate, dangling off the sides. That's one shot of the bikurim. Right, hayolos, they brought up, give them as korbanos, amash biyadam, and whatever they have in their hands, one shot is, like most people learn, all the basket of fruit, notan lekohanim, it's given to the kohanim. Odeo sal al kateifu, while the basket is on his shoulder, kore, he starts reading the kriya. He starts from the words, may the words, higadati hayom l'Hashem elokeinu, l'elokecha, I declare today that Hashem my God, dot dot dot, and then ad shegomer kol ha'parsha, he declares the whole thing, a total of five psukim, and he's done about Arami Ovid Avi and so on, and then he gives it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Arami Ovid Avi, before he starts Arami Ovid Avi, he stops. Vigila Ovid Rami Ovin Avi, Morid Asali takes it now off his shoulder, Me'al Katefo, Va'ochso Besvasas, Besvasosav, from its like lip, with the basket like on top, like this. And then the Kohen, right? Meniach Yado Tachtav, he puts hand at the bottom, right? Umanifo, and then they wave it. And they wave it just like a lulav in six directions. Vakorim me Arami Ovid Avi, then together as they're waving it, they say these last four psukim from that Arami Ovid Avi, Achu Goma Kolaparsha to the end, Umanicho Betzad Mizbeach, gets placed in the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Tish Dachave, Vyotze. The guy bows down, full bound, prostration, and he leaves. Birishon Kol Misha Yodea Likros Kore, it used to be everyone who knew how to read would read from the Sefer Torah, but Kol Misha Eno Yodea Likros, if you couldn't read out of a Torah because you're illiterate, Makrinoso, they would recite for you. Home, yeah. Well, he'd stay overnight, so back to Jerusalem. So if you didn't know how to read from the Sefer Torah, the Kohen would read it for you. They'd say, they'd dictate, you'd recite the declaration, you know, repeating after them. However, Nimnu Milahavi, they stopped coming because they were embarrassed, they were illiterate, and therefore, Hiskinu Shiu Makrin Es Kol Shiodea Es Misha Eno Yodea. They made a declaration, a decree, I should say, that only people should read that no one should read from the Sefer Torah. Everyone should be dictated to and repeat, whether you're a Talmud Chacham or not, and therefore everyone will keep on coming. Okay. Mishaches. Ha'ashir mevim bikurim bekalto shel kesef v'shel zav. They brought their, if they're rich, they brought their bikurim in baskets, special baskets, sombrero-like baskets of gold and silver. Va'aniyim mevim osam. They'd bring them in baskets of sali netzarim, branches, baskets made of branches, shel arava klufa, of peeled willow branches. Va'asam v'bikurim nitanam l'kohanim. The poor people left their baskets with the Kohanim, and the rich people took their baskets home with them. The poor people invested in the baskets, so it becomes part of the Bikurim and part of the gift to the Kohanim. But the rich people just, you know, bought some fancy baskets, so they take it home with them. Reb Shimon ben Nanas Omer, he said, Ma'achin esam Bikurim chutz m'shiva saminim. He says you can even use things not from Eretz Yisrael or things not besides the shiva saminim, like an esrog or quince, whatever it is, to decorate your basket of fruit. Rabbi Akiva says, and this is the din, Ein ma'achin esam Bikurim el m'shiva saminim. Only shiva saminim go in the basket, like fresh grapes, and only from Eretz Yisrael. Reb Shimon Omer, Shalosh Midas Bikurim, there are three levels of Bikurim. First of all, Bikurim, the real Bikurim that you marked in the field, those are proper Bikurim. Then you have Tosefes Bikurim, additional Bikurim, these are fruits that are the same min that you added, so as you had grapes, you just add more grapes. And Itzer Bikurim, then the decorative things on top of that. So Tosefes Bikurim, min bimino. Tosefes Bikurim, the extra Bikurim are the same thing, so if you bring grapes, you bring more grapes. And Itzer Bikurim, that's decorative things, that's min b'sheinamin, that you put, I don't know, pomegranate to decorate your basket of grapes. Tosefes Bikurim, Nechalas B'tahara, the extra Bikurim, meaning that these are, like the extra grapes, they have to be eaten B'tahara as if they're real Bikurim, Upaturim in a Demai, and you don't assume that the Amaretz who brought it would have brought, you know, ineligible stuff, so the Kohen eat it without taking the normal Demai Hafrasha. The Itzer, but the extra decorative stuff, habikurim, that comes to decorate, chayav b'damai, you can't be sure that the Amaretz who brought it to the Kohen took proper tithe, therefore has to be afraid for that. Now, the Rambam learns that bikurim has to be brought at least 1/60th of your produce, so it'll come out then, like the Gra explains here, that Tosefes bikurim could be either optional or chiyuvi. If when you made your strings down in the field, you didn't put strings on 1/60th of your pomegranate, so then you have to add extra pomegranate to bring up to 1/60th of the total crop. That's Tosefes. Okay? Amos Amru, when do they say Tosefes HaBikurim KeBikurim? When is it Tosefes Bikurim like Bikurim? That's Bezman Shi Ba Min Ha'aretz. That's assuming it came from Eretz Yisrael. If Eina Ba Min Ha'aretz, it came from Chutz La'aretz, Eina Bikurim. So according to Reb Shimon Ben Nanas, who lets you bring from outside of Eretz Yisrael, that won't be considered to be Tosefes Bikurim. That's your Chayev. To be strict about like Bikurim. And now, finally, your base. Lama Amru HaBikurim K'nechsei Kohen. Why do they say the Bikurim are like the property of a Kohen? Shu Kohen Mehem Avadim. He can use the Bikurim to sell and purchase with its slaves the Karkos. We almost found that trap there. Sorry. Okay, fine. And we're skipping that for later. Whoa. I haven't learned it since last time I learned it. I've learned it in years, so I'm saving it. Okay. We're saving it. Now, Perek V. This is the Brysis. Okay, we're talking about the androgynous. We discussed yesterday the half man, half woman.
What are we doing tonight over there?
we'll do this. Androgynous, yesh bo drachem, shovel. It's like the koi. Androgynous is like a man and a woman with mesupik, so we're going to go machen for both. There are ways which is like a shovel an ashim, is like a man. Yesh bo drachem shovel an ashim, sometimes like a woman. Yesh bo drachem shovel an ashim vil an ashim, sometimes like a man and a woman. Yesh bo drachem she'eno shovel an ashim vil an ashim. And the last mish will be there are certain ways he's like neither one, neither a man nor a woman. When you use the gears of the article here for this one.
Amazing how that made it into the English language, androgynous.
Yeah. Well, it's Greek. It comes from from andro, which means man, and gyno, which means woman.
A lot of the Greek words we've had so far have made it into English.
Yeah.
Also in the climate, cannabis and...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder if it's... cannabis actually might be...
I'm like teasing.
I
think cannabis might be... cannabis is Arabic. I mean, whatever, I don't know what it is. Kanbus is from this lesson, but it's not a Greek word. Okay, anyways, here we go. We're just going to do two and... just two. Because 3, 4, 5 we did. So it's the last Mishnah. I mean, then we did the entire Masechta in one sitting, minus one. Which is impressive. Here we go.
Well, almost the entire.
Yeah, we left one Mishnah. That's
well,
okay.
Well, we just a few words short.
It's 38 Mishnah yesterday. We did. That's good. 38, that's our record. Here we go. Yes, what?
Is there a way to close that fence?
Yes.
Quite cold.
Here we go. Last Mishnah for the day. Here we go. Shovel and Nashim Ketzad. How? Sorry?
Yeah.
That's the last one. Here we go. How is the androgynous like a man? Metalim Belovin, if he has...
No, you skip that.
I'm doing bad. There's different gear sauce. That's why I'm stuck.
I have
Ketzad Shavala Anashim. Yeah, Anashim.
That's Anashim.
No, that's
sorry.
Right. Yeah. There are four gear sauce of these prices. That's one. If you saw them here, it's crazy. You see them. Yeah. Open it up and show them. So Shavala Anashim Ketzad, how is it like a man? Matama Belovin, if he has an emission that's white, ostensibly it's a Zav emission, not a carry emission. But even so, we'll be Matama him Mesafik Ka Anashim. Venosa Avalo Nisa. This is weird, but it basically means that the Rambam Paskins like this Tana that he's mesupik if he's a man or a woman. But if he gets married to either a man or a woman, he has to give a get. But in the meantime, if he marries a woman, no say he does the marrying. So four gesas. See that? Really confusing. So that's like four columns I did. Anyways, so we will. Allow the marriage to be chal in as much as if he was a Kohen, the wife can eat truma. That's all it means. Until the divorce term. Right? Ka nashim. Venam is yachad im anashim. A man, androgynous can't be mityached, be isolated, have yichud with women. Ka nashim, like a man. Venon nizon im abanos.
Is this what we
are? Ka nashim. We said the next mishnah, the girl part. He's not nizon im abanos. Here's the story. When a person dies, so if he has minor girls, so they're at the top of the list in terms of how to get allocated resources from the estate, because they have to be taken care of. So although you take care of your girls first, like if there's limited resources, he's not considered a girl, so that he doesn't, you know, if there's only enough for them, they get and he doesn't. Like Kanashim, like the boys, and all the brothers. There's some girls and some boys, and the estate's very poor. And they're orphans. Like so, who's gonna then? So the estate gets taken over. Their children taken over by the courts. So the courts, the whole estate only has, I don't know what, $150 all up. So and there's three girls and three boys and androgynous. So they just give right. so they give you know Brady Bunch style. So then they. they're only going to give these $150 just for supporting the three girls.
The firstborn male doesn't get...
No, they get... No. Yeah. Only if it's very limited that they have to support these, they're going to die. Barth, give me 1 minute. I'm going to call you right back, okay? Okay, here we go. Fine. Ve'eno ne'atav. They can't... It means wrap, but it means can't be dressed like a woman. They can't put a woman's dress on. Did I skip? They're different gear styles. That's the gear style here. They ain't a netaf, you shouldn't get dressed.
I have an overall bal takif.
Yeah, the next thing is, in one sentence. Misaper ka'anashim. The haircut he gets should be like a man haircut. So he dressed like a man, in other words. They ain't a metam elameisim. And if he's a Kohen, men male Kohanim aren't allowed to go to a graveyard but and get become Tamei, I should say. But women aren't restricted like that, so we treat him like a man, he can't become Tamei. If he, you know, men having...